This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with a local sheriff charged with murder in the killing of a judge in Kentucky. The AP's Donna Warder.
A county sheriff in southeast Kentucky is charged with murder, accused of shooting dead a judge in a courthouse. State police say Letcher County Sheriff Sean M. Steins allegedly shot District Judge Kevin Mullins after an argument.
Vice President Harris talked with Oprah Winfrey last night. Donald Trump is on the campaign trail, too. The AP's Jennifer King.
Both major presidential candidates made appearances Thursday looking to fire up core supporters.
You have to defeat Kamala Harris.
Former President Donald Trump spoke in Washington to Jewish donors at an event on fighting anti-Semitism in America.
This ugly tide of anti-Semitic pro-Hamas bigotry and hate will be turned back and crushed.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris talked with Oprah Winfrey in a star-studded live stream from suburban Detroit.
Madam Vice President, hello.
Winfrey asked about the transition from Biden running mate to Democratic nominee.
We each have those moments in our lives where it's time to step up.
Harris referenced owning a handgun as she spoke about her efforts to pass a new ban on assault-style weapons.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes. I hear that.
Jennifer King, Washington.
The economy is a major issue for voters, but a new AP poll finds neither Harris nor Trump have a decisive edge with the public on that issue. An explosive CNN report says a man running for North Carolina governor made a series of racial and sexual comments on a website where he also referred to himself as a black Nazi. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson denies the allegations and vows to remain in the race. Activists are protesting today around the world to demand action on climate change. This is AP News. You may want to hear this if you bought a platform bed recently. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
Nearly 138,000 platform beds sold at major retailers, including Amazon and Walmart, are being recalled across the United States and Canada. That's because they can collapse, posing fall and injury risks. Utah-based importer CVB Incorporated is recalling the Lucid-branded platform beds with an upholstered square tufted headboard. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada, the beds can sag, break, or collapse during use. To date, there have been 245 incidents of this occurring in the United States, causing 18 injuries. Owners of the platform beds under recall are urged to stop using them immediately and contact Lucid for a free replacement frame. I'm Haya Penjwani.
Gas is $3.22 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.